Hello, my name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
About what?
This is just like regarding your community, sir. Okay,
an
like
opinion
we're not
regarding my community. What about it?
For example, does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization,
no,
or work on a volunteer or a political campaign? So no.
No, we don't.
And as you are aware, very few people are actually going to vote in a non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partition primary elections for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you going to definitely vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Likely to vote.
Is that a somewhat or very likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay.
Republican.
And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Okay, sir. And what is your age?
41.
All right, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, they've been okay.
Okay, so that would be a right direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion.
Housing and property insurance costs, for sure. Housing
All right.
and property insurance costs, yep.
All right. And although it is a non-partition election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Slightly.
I would definitely not vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay, so that would be like definitely vote for the Republican candidate?
Yes, definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a list of some political officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person?
I really don't know anybody by name.
Okay, like Raquel Regalado, you don't know if that's very favorable?
No idea.
So, no, okay.
I don't know any of
Lerner?
Them by name.
Cindy Lerner, you haven't seen her?
I know none of them by name.
All right. Richard Prashnik?
Don't know.
Okay, no problem, sir. And will you now be able to answer a few questions on August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and Commissions? If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava?
I don't know any of them by name. I couldn't pick by name.
Okay. So
whoever the Republican candidate is.
You don't know who it is?
I don't even know.
Okay, so if you had to choose today, you wouldn't know if you would vote for Daniela Levine, Manny Sid, Alexander,
Koala? If they're the Democratic candidate, then no. If they're the Republican candidate, then yes. Most likely.
Okay.
I mean, I would do some research before going, but.
All right,
you know.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today among the following candidates, would you vote
don't
for
Don't even
Raquel
bother naming Regalado? Anybody. I don't know.
All right, so if you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean towards?
whoever the Republican candidates are. I don't know.
Okay, so it should tell us in the future. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Rodriguez is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I don't know who she is. I have no idea.
Okay. All right, so maybe this will, give you a little bit of information, on a different topic. Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructures, improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County.
No.
Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no?
No. No.
Okay. That's a definitely no, right? Against. You're against this.
Against.
All right. So, so just a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if you make, if it makes you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for County Commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful actions on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
It sounds like somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. All right, thank you so much for that. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she said, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence, peddling. Okay, would that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely influence?
More likely.
Okay. Much or somewhat more likely, sir?
Somewhat. I'd have to
all right.
See
and,
exactly what she's talking about, but yeah.
All right. So Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and regentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in an unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Really neither.
So, okay. Nope. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. With this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Again, I'd have to see the context, so I'm just going to say neutral.
All right. No problem. And while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
That would make me somewhat less likely to vote for somebody doing that on purpose, but I work in real estate and valuation,
right, yeah.
So
okay.
I don't trust that. I don't trust that all the time.
All right. Okay, so As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. With this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I mean, raising taxes and what did you say?
All right, so as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
I mean, increasing taxes and being wasteful would make me much less likely to.
Okay. All right. And, okay, so a series of statements about Raquel Regalado about hearing each. After hearing each, please indicate if this makes you much more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Okay, so Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. With this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or
much more likely. Much more likely.
All right. All right. And currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. With this much more likely, somewhat more likely.
That's sort of a ridiculous statement.
Okay.
I'm going to say neutral. That has no grounds, right. But yeah.
No problem. So Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options. With this much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely. I think that's correct. But you know, they need to do more with, you know, the metro rail.
Okay. And as a elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Would this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
somewhat
likely?
More.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue. So
much more likely.
All right.
Much more likely.
Okay. And since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Would this much more likely, somewhat more likely,
somewhat less.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms, now as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program.
Much more likely. Yep, much more
okay,
likely.
To help single mothers in government housing. All right. And as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers for residents
on autism. Okay, somewhat more likely.
Some are more likely. Okay. And as your county commissioner, Raquel Reglado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay. Okay. So our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Mm-hmm.
What this much more like? Somewhere more. Okay. And now taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick. Prasnick.
I don't know. I don't know. I have to do my own research on them.
All right.
I'm not going to pick one.
So if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Maybe Raquel, but I'd have to do my own research.
All right. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok? All right.
Nope.
Okay. And following our list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community, please indicate if you follow this content regularly. Okay.
I don't follow any of the content regularly.
Yeah, like local newspaper,
nope.
Like the Miami Herald or New Herald. All right. No, do not follow. Only in Dade?
Nope.
Okay,
I've seen it before, but I don't follow any.
All right. Like the K Biscayne Independent?
Nope.
All right. Miami's Community News?
Nope.
FM Radio?
Nope.
Local political blogs?
Nope.
All right. No AM talk or news radio?
Nope.
Okay. And now I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Okay, we're almost done. Just to be sure we have the representatives, we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, and would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir? Would you say less than high school diploma, some college, trade school, like college graduate with an associate's degree or two-year degree, postgraduate?
Bachelor's. Well,
okay. College graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for participating. Okay. You have a wonderful night, sir.
Thanks. You too.
All right. You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Olita? Hi.